Another leaked cable suggests that American television may be doing more to counter extremism in Saudi Arabia than previously thought. Here's the world's Alex Galifant.
The cable, dated 11th May 2009, has the title Ideological and Ownership Trends in the Saudi Media. It begins by setting out how most media in Saudi Arabia are owned by members of the royal family, meaning there's a lot of self-censorship going on. But it continues by saying how much the Saudi media landscape is changing.
Fueled by increased demand by Saudi and pan-Arab audiences, new licensing agreements with U.S. and other international media, and an unprecedented level of openness to outside ideas.
That's not the actual voice of U.S. diplomacy, by the way, but the voice of one of my colleagues. The cable was written after U.S. officials interviewed a range of Saudi TV editors and managers, many of whom, it says, are
well-educated and relatively pro-U.S.
One of those editors mentioned programming particularly popular among Saudis, TV shows full of those outside ideas. Those shows included David Letterman, Desperate Housewives, Friends, plus news programs from ABC and CBS.
All uncensored and with Arabic subtitles.
There's also a channel that screens American movies, also subtitled. One of the Saudi editors told U.S. diplomats that these movies are popular in remote, conservative areas of Saudi Arabia.
Where he said you no longer see Bedouins, but kids in Western dress who are now interested in the outside world.
What's especially interesting is that, according to this cable, American officials were told that this kind of regular TV was more effective in winning over Saudis than more explicit forms of propaganda, such as Al Hurra, the news network funded by the U.S. government. Maybe that's why the author of the cable titled this section David Letterman, Agent of Influence. Then again, if you'll permit me to speak personally for a moment, I remember lots of subtitled American shows on Saudi TV when I was growing up. I spent a few years of my childhood in Riyadh and other places. Surely there could be no greater model for supportive, tolerant relationships than Star Trek, The Next Generation. Take this encounter between two innocents, a young boy and an android named Data.
I am not capable of hatred.
No emotions? You mean you can't be happy or sad?
That is correct.
Why not?
My positronic brain is not capable of generating those conditions. Goodbye.
That was in the late 80s and early 90s. Even Data couldn't stop what was to come. Indeed, the cable notes that a dose of American TV isn't likely to do away with violent extremists on its own. One U.S. official was told by a Saudi,
"You still have to be careful. They're still out there."
Then again, so are reruns of Friends. And you know what? Thinking about it, I'm betting on Rachel. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.